This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Something that was supposed to bring down medical costs may be having the opposite effect. Doctors doing tests in their offices instead of sending the samples out to specialists. That's according to a recent Wall Street Journal analysis of Medicare data. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has some background on this.
Medicare, the health program for seniors, has its own chronic condition. It doesn't know how to say no.
Medicare is still squandering millions of dollars and patients are suffering.
Dr. Rita Redberg is at University of California, San Francisco, and advises Congress on Medicare. Health policy folks like Redberg have long pointed out Medicare spends billions every year on drugs, procedures, and services that aren't proven. This week, the Wall Street Journal found Medicare paid some doctors more than $120 million over 2 years for questionable tests and services, including to diagnose nerve damage and treat skin tumors. Harvard economist Kate Baker.
The problem is that there are lots of technologies that are incredibly valuable and safe, but are only valuable for some patients and are getting used on lots of other patients.
Now, Baker says diagnosing Medicare's problems is much easier than finding a remedy. Medicare could investigate the value of treatments before signing off. Baker wants to make sure doctors have the right incentives to make sure the right patient is getting the right treatment. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.